This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, in which a group of conspirators decide to kill Caesar because they are afraid he will seize power in Rome.
Lucius, who's that knocks?
There is a sick man that would speak with you.
Caius Ligerius that Matilda spoke of. Boys, stand aside. Caius Ligerius.
How?
Vouchsafe good morrow from a feeble tongue.
Oh, what a time. Have you chose our brave Caius to wear a kerchief? Would you were not sick?
I am not sick, if Brutus have in hand any exploit worthy the name of honor.
Such an exploit have I in hand, Ligerius, and you a helpful ear to hear of it.
By all the gods that Romans bow before, I here discard my sickness. Soul of Rome, brave son, derived from honorable loins, thou, like an exorcist, hast conjured up my mortified spirit. Now bid me run, and I will strive with things impossible, yea, get the better of them. What's to do?
A piece of work that will make sick men whole.
But are not some whole that we must make sick?
That must we also. What it is, my Caius, I shall unfold to thee as we are going. To whom it must be done.
Set on your foot, and with a heart new fired I follow you, to do I know not what, but it sufficeth that Brutus leads me on.
Follow me then.
Nor heaven, nor earth have been at peace tonight. Thrice hath Calpurnia in her sleep cried out, "Help, ho, they murder Caesar." Who's within?
My lord.
Go bid the priests do present sacrifice and bring me their opinions of success.
I will, my lord.
What mean you, Caesar? You shall not stir out of your house today.
Caesar shall forth. The things that threatened me ne'er looked but on my back. When they shall see the face of Caesar, they are vanished.
Caesar, I never stood on ceremonies, yet now they frighten me. There is one within, besides the things that we have heard and seen, recounts most horrid sights seen by the watch. A lioness hath weltered in the streets, and braves have yawned and yielded up their dead. Fierce fiery warriors fought upon the clouds in ranks and squadrons and right form of war which drizzled blood upon the capital. The noise of battle hurtled in the air, horses with neigh and dying men did groan and ghosts did shriek and squeal about the streets. Oh, Caesar, these things are beyond all use, and I do fear them.
What can be avoided whose end is purposed by the mighty gods? Yet Caesar shall go forth. For these predictions are to the world in general, as to Caesar.
When beggars die, there are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes.
Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come. What say the augurers?
We would not have you to stir forth today. Plucking the entrails of an offering forth, they could not find a heart within the beast.
The gods do this in shame of cowardice. Caesar should be a beast without a heart if he should stay at home today for fear. No, Caesar shall not. Danger knows full well that Caesar is more dangerous than he. We are two lions littered in one day, and I the elder and more terrible. And Caesar shall go forth.
Alas, my lord, your wisdom is consumed in confidence. Do not go forth today. Call it my fear that keeps you in the house and not your own. We'll send Mark Antony to the Senate House, and he shall say you are not well today. Let me upon my knees prevail in this.
Mark Antony shall say I am not well, and for thy humor will I stay at home. Here's Decius Brutus. He shall tell them so.
Caesar, all hail. Good morrow, worthy Caesar. I come to fetch you to the Senate House.
And you are come in very happy time to bear my greeting to the senators and tell them that I will not come today. Cannot is false, and that I dare not, falser. I will not come today. Tell them so, Decius.
Say yes, sick.
Shall Caesar send a lie? Have I in conquest stretched mine arm so far to be afeard to tell Greybeards the truth? Decius, go tell them Caesar will not come.
Most mighty Caesar, let me know some cause, lest I be laughed at when I tell them so.
The cause is in my will. I will not come. That is enough to satisfy the Senate. But for your private satisfaction, because I love you, I will let you know. Calpurnia here, my wife, stays me at home. She dreamt tonight she saw my statue, which, like a fountain, with 100 spouts, did run pure blood. And many lusty Romans came smiling and did bathe their hands in it. And these does she apply for warnings and portents and evils imminent. And on her knee hath begged that I will stay at home today.
This dream is all a misinterpreted. It was a vision, fair and fortunate. Your statue spouting blood in many pipes, in which so many smiling Romans bathed, signifies that from you great Rome shall suck reviving blood, and the great men shall press for tinctures, stains, relics, and cognizance. This, by Calpurnia's dream, is signified.
And this way have you well expounded it.
I have when you have heard what I can say, and know it now. The Senate have concluded to give this day a crown to mighty Caesar. If you shall send them word you will not come, their minds may change. Besides, it were a mock apt to be rendered for someone to say, break up the Senate till another time, when Caesar's wife shall meet with better dreams. If Caesar hide himself, shall they not whisper low, Caesar is afraid? Pardon me, Caesar, for my dear, dear love to your proceeding bids me tell you this, and reason to my love is liable.
How foolish do your fears seem now, Calpurnia. I am ashamed I did yield to them. Give me my robe, for I will go. And look where Publius is come to fetch me.
Good morrow, Caesar.
Welcome, Publius.
Caesar?
What, Brutus? Are you stirred so early, too? Good morrow, Casca.
Caesar.
Caius Nigerius, Caesar was ne'er so much your enemy as that same ague which hath made you leave.
What is the clock?
Caesar, it is struck an eight.
I thank you for your pains and courtesy. See, Antony, that revels longer nights, is notwithstanding up. Good morrow, Antony.
So to most noble Caesar.
Let them prepare within. I am to blame to be thus waited for. Calcina, now Metellus.
Caesar.
What? Tribonius, I have an hour's talk in store for you. Remember that you call on me today. Be near me that I may remember you.
Caesar, I will. So near will I be that your best friend shall wish I had been further.
Good friends, go in and taste some wine with me, and we, like friends, will straightway go together.
That every like is not the same, O Caesar. The heart of Brutus yearns to think upon it.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.